That's a good question and a good, I was just in my mind thinking it's time to transition to the actual practice this week and sort of nuts and bolts and different strategies. So I'm going to answer this your question in the context of describing the practice that we're presented with and then discussing various ways of working with it. Because in my experience, this practice just clicks with some people. Like, for instance, my sister-in-law, who wasn't even in this class but was never really meditated and was going through some stuff, and Shannon, my wife, they were on the phone and she said, here's this practice we did in this class, try it. And she did it and just was like, immediately it came to her. And other people who meditated a long time have difficulty. So it's very, to me, there's going to be a wide, anyhow, the practice is going to be to visualize the suffering as a black cloud of smoke. That's how counterintuitive is that. And to picture your heart like a orb of light in the center of your heart, or Pema Chodron sometimes recommends just a spaciousness, a feeling. That's kind of how I do it. It's just this feeling of openness. Maybe anything, if you've tapped into compassion in this course, how does it feel for you? So it's this feeling of compassionate capacity coming from your heart. And so you're breathing in, as Thupten Jinpa will lead the meditation, you're breathing in the black smoke where it's meeting the orb of light, and it dissipates, the smoke dissipates. And the key word there is effortlessly. So you're not doing anything. It's like it's a natural, your heart, just the openness and the compassion of your heart naturally dissipates the smoke. And then you breathe back light. That's the practice in a nutshell. So then the question is, one, do I have to do those visualizations, or and two, like the whole breathing in thing is difficult for some people. And so I'll address the first issue first. For you visualizers, go for it. Another option is to breathe in, like the sense of kind of coolness as you breathe in, if you're a sensation type person, and kind of warmth as you breathe out. So it's this really, and he primes us for this in the meditation by breathing in through your nostrils. If you breathe in, you sense coolness, and as you breathe out, it's warmth. So it's like this, and how does that occur? It occurs naturally. You're not doing anything, right? Your body is metabolizing the breath or doing something. It's meeting your, not third grade science, the alveoli, or those little sacs, the air is coming in and meeting something in your body and coming out, so it's being transformed. So that's really underlying all these processes. It's a natural occurrence. You're not doing anything. And the third method is kind of how I do it. It's just this felt sense of you're breathing in. And for me, it feels kind of like claustrophobic, almost like it's tightness. As I'm breathing in suffering and this breathing out, it's very like relaxation in the chest and the body. And then what to do about this breathing in thing, if that's difficult for you. I like to reframe it in a way that what I'm breathing in is, what I'm really breathing in is, from this interpretation of it, is an activation of my confidence that I can be with whatever's there. So it's like as I'm breathing in, one way of thinking of it is, I'm breathing in this sense of confidence of, I can be with this. And as you breathe out, it's just, and not only can I be with it, but I can give back my goodwill, my love, what have you. So you cannot do the visualization and just, what I'm breathing in is just an awareness that this difficulty is there. And I cannot turn away from it. I can just breathe it in. So as I breathe in, I'm not necessarily breathing it in, but I'm breathing in just into my own capacities and breathing out the love and compassion. And it's important to do both. We don't talk about this. Pema Chodron says you're breathing in and you're breathing out have to be like equal. like if you're breathing in this much suffering, you need to be breathing out that much love or something like that. So that's one option, and I've had various people in class just come up with these things that they've done. One person who was coming from a Christian background pictured Jesus or the Virgin Mary maybe above her head. And so when she breathed in, it was like the sense of, it wasn't her, it was like, but that's really important. We're not breathing it in. We're taking it in, but it's not sticking. And in the Buddhist metaphysics, the suffering's not real, so there's really, we're not breathing it in, we're breathing in like this. Anyhow. And I think it's really interesting as you breathe out, to really sense that it's doing something. And some teachers really emphasize, you know, make it practical, if that helps. If you're thinking about homeless persons, imagine that this love and compassion is also like feeding people. Or, so it doesn't have to be like abstract. It can be very, if I'm breathing in, you know, my son's suffering and breathing out, it doesn't just have to be this feeling of goodwill. I can just imagine like, yeah, what would it be for his suffering not to be there? And for him, he's sick, you know, it might be to get some Steph Curry shoes, you know. But, you know, on a deeper level, no, it would be for him to be content maybe or something, you know, whatever. But and with difficult people, we'll really go there more next week, but I love Kelly McGonigal's suggestion here of, if I'm sending compassion to the difficult person, and that's hard for me or impossible for me, maybe reframe it as, what would it be like to consider sending compassion to this person? So it's just like, maybe just a trickle. But don't feel like you have to be able to like send it out to people doing awful things in the world. Because if you can, go for it. Because the Buddhists have a whole metaphysics underneath that, you know, that rebirth and all this kind of stuff. That for me, where it works is just realizing the own toxicity of my negative emotions and being like, I don't want to feel like this. So, it's 12:28. I think I would like to go ahead and do the Tonglen practice and let any other questions and commentary come up in the context of that. We did a pretty long practice at first, so I'll just do a 10-minute practice and we'll just do like a short version of the practice that we do this week. Before we do, are there any